Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, it is showtime now, but it's also showtime tonight for Avalon's Noon Tonight for Burt's Big Adventure. Still plenty of time for you guys to get tickets and be very touched by what you will see tonight.
Yep, we still have general admission tickets available at burtsbigadventure.org. It's going to be a gorgeous night.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, I was just looking that up.
It's going to be beautiful tonight. We're going to be in Alpharetta at Avalon on the boulevard outside underneath the stars for this fashion show. So you're going to be able to check out fashions from all the retailers there at Avalon, and you're gonna be able to see our kids, our Burt's Big Adventure kids, from the ones that we have taken from this past trip that we took in February to Disney. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World and their entire family, and they're going to be strutting their stuff up and down the blue carpet. Connor from Love on the Spectrum is going to be one of our celebrity models. He said this is his first fashion show, but he's watched Zoolander a lot of times, so he's good to go, he feels.
Right off of his Emmy win.
And then if you are unable to make it tonight, can't get a babysitter, whatever it is, we do have this really awesome silent auction going on. And if you go to burstbigadventure.org, you can check out the silent auction items. This is all online. Like, you don't have to be at Noon Tonight in order to win. So you can go bid on that dinner with Heather McMahon, or that beach house in Seagrove on 30A, or that one in LA looks good too.
What was the one in LA?
Lower Alabama.
Oh. I'm like, did I miss something here? Okay.
They have beautiful beaches as well, believe it or not.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, there's a ton of really awesome stuff that you can bid on. But yeah, tonight I'm so looking forward to it. Checking off my list of things that I have to get done to make myself look presentable to be on a carpet of any sort.
I feel like I'm living in a time right now that there are some times where I have to look for beauty in the world, you know? And sometimes I feel like we look at landscapes for beauty that's going to touch us. And there certainly is a place for that. But there's also a place for this also when you're looking at these kids that are walking down the runway and you see their smiling faces, or at first maybe they're a little bit shy, and then they're hearing all of your applause and that turns into a big old smile. That kid that is walking down the runway represents hours and hours and hours of emotional roller coasters and pain and fear and courage. And when they're walking down that runway and you guys are making them feel like rock stars, that's a beautiful moment for your heart, man. And you do got to try to seek these out these days.
I am going to warn you, though. There is something you need to be aware of when you come to the Noon Tonight Fashion Benefit for Burt's Big Adventure tonight. And that is, your hands are going to hurt. You're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to look at your hands and you're going to be like, why they hurt so much? And it's going to be because you're going to be clapping so much.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a lot of clapping. It's a lot of cheering.
And I hope your shoulders hurt too from putting up those boards. When you're doing the silent auction, or our auction, I should say, our live auction, your hands going straight up.
Yeah,
Dean's going to crush it. Donating to Burt's Big Adventure also. I hope your shoulders hurt also. So good luck for your extremities tomorrow. We would love for you to be there tonight, noon tonight. You can still get your tickets. You can buy them there too, can't you?
You know what?
I think so.
That I am not aware of, so I'm not going to say yay or nay to that.
I think you can.
All I know is I have my script and I know what I'm saying.
Okay, I don't even know that part yet. So I think you can buy them there. I'll know that here in just a couple of minutes also. But it's a beautiful night, and we hope you join us.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to do the Cardi B.
Oh, God, no.
It sounded more like a dying cat.
Yes.
No, it's getting worse.
No, anyway,
we have huge news from Cardi B, and has everything to do with her personal life, because she just announced that she is pregnant with her fourth child.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number four for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm actually I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man were very supportive of each other.
You know, there was all sorts of speculation. Is she not? Did you decide that you weren't ready to talk about it? What was your thinking there? Why did you think, okay, now I'm going to talk about it?
By the way, now that I talked about it, y'all better get my album. Y'all wanted to know. Y'all wanted to know, right? Now y'all know. Now y'all could buy my album so I could buy Pampers and diapers and all that type of stuff. I told y'all, now go support my album because yes. I'm a mother of four now.
Yes.
But no, I just was like, can I just say it on my own time? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not hiding.
Yeah, on my own time.
Like, on my own time. Yeah, it's like, is that on my own terms?
Yeah, what an odd question to ask.
Yeah.
Like, you're pregnant, you're about to have a baby, and why did you keep that secret? Because I wanted to?
Yeah. That did feel like an odd question from Gail, because it's like...
Like, we're not entitled to anything.
Absolutely not. You nobody is... owed that knowledge. Right. Like, this is, you are growing a human. This is your body. You know what the pregnancy has been like. So, yeah, on your time, when you're ready to let the world know, or dude, if you want to go all the way until you're in the hospital giving birth, and then if you even want to wait months after that, you ain't got to tell nobody nothing.
I guess there's a sense of entitlement knowing that Cardi B talks about everything, right?
Yeah.
She don't care. It's just coming out of her mouth, and that's what her fans are used to.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she decided to hold on to this one, they feel like, oh, how could you betray us by not mm-hmm. telling us earlier? No, it doesn't work like that.
It's her personal life, yeah. And she's owed that. The only thing she's owed is to tell you when her new album is coming out, which I believe she's selling for like $9.99, which is pretty inexpensive in this economy, and the fact that she is going on tour. So she's going to go straight from the maternity ward, it looks like, to Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert, California, which is where it's going to take off. And then she's going to be on tour through April. And guess where it's ending? Atlanta, Georgia at State Farm Arena, okay. Which is sure to be a pretty rowdy night. So.
That's insane.
What?
To go from having a baby to a tour like that? Are you kidding me? I could barely function.
I think she just told you why.
I mean,
she got mouths to feed, man. And this is very strategic. Had the last one in Atlanta, so all I got to do is go right up the street to my house.
Wait, she lives in Atlanta?
Yeah.
She does live in Atlanta.
I didn't know this.
Oh, I know exactly where her house is. I'll show you one day.
Okay, yeah. Let's go knock on her door and see if she wants to hang out.
It's
actually in your vicinity. I'm neighbors with Cardi B.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's so sick.
The Burt Show.
Look, when one of us is going through something this monumental, it must be celebrated. Cassie, what is being delivered to your house today?
My anti-fat juice!
Anti-fat juice. Now, I had no idea what you were talking about when you first said it this morning in studio.
You were so confused.
I'm like, what? The what?
I'm just being stupid and trying to make light of it. I'm getting my Zepbound, my GLP-1 that I came on air and talked about a couple weeks ago. I got so many positive comments from Burt Show fam who have had success, and it's been life-changing for them. And surprisingly, a lot of friends on it who I didn't know that were on it. A lot of dudes. So I understand why they're not going to be like, I'm on Zepbound. Hey, girl. But it was really cool that they all reached out, and it's been life-changing for them. And so I'm like, all right. I've read the research. I've talked to my medical professional about my concerns about side effects and will it work for me? And now I have anecdotal evidence from the masses that mm-hmm. it has been wholly positive. Couple of negatives in there, just to be fair and transparent, but overwhelmingly, like I would say 99% positive. And so I took the plunge and ordered some Zepbound.
Are you going to be leaning up against your RV today, just waiting for whatever it is to deliver it, like a little kid would wait for the ice cream truck to come by?
No, because I don't want to tip the RV over, so I'm not going to be leaning on it. I'm kidding.
I won't.
No, not today. Probably not. And I'm not going to start it today because we have a very big, important fundraiser fashion show tonight for Burt's Big Adventure. And I do anticipate there'll be some like sluggishness and side effects. So I'm going to start it tomorrow, but it gets delivered today. I have to refrigerate it. And I want to read up a little more on administering it because it is a shot. So I want to make sure that I do it correctly to give myself the best chances.
So is Tommy in there? I can't see him from my
angle.
He is. Hey, Tommy, grab a mic for a second here. So Tommy, I love his competitive spirit because he's like, I am going to order this stuff and I am going to take it and I'm going to eat my way right through it.
Because you've been doing Mounjaro, correct?
Yes, and every time I go to the doctor, I say, hey, doc, I think I need to have it increased. So I've had it increased like 3 times.
It might be time to try something different.
I started at 2.5. Well, I've increased it twice. I started at 2.5. Then I went to 5, and then I went to 7.5.
Okay, so
where I am now.
Outside of increasing all the time, are you doing anything lifestyle differently to help aid the drug in its effectiveness?
When I go camping in an RV and I hike, I do. I walk miles.
Okay.
But how often do you do that?
Not as often as I'd like.
Once a quarter.
Now, do the doctors tell you, and this is for you too, Cassie, do the doctors tell you like, okay, yeah, you could take this shot, but here is a diet that you can start to follow, or do they give you any guidance outside of take a shot?
Mine's not, weight loss for mine is just an extra benefit. Mine is to combat diabetes because, I was pre-diabetic forever, and then finally it came and got me. But
Has it worked in that area? Have you taken a test?
No.
It hasn't.
Not lately.
Does it have anything to do with you slugging down those Mountain Dews every morning?
Yeah, okay. I'm sure. But
Why take the drug to have lower sugar if you're going to continue that?
To be honest, I drink a lot more Coke Zero, which does not have sugar in it. But I do, here lately, I have been having one Mountain Dew every morning. But that's just one a day.
All right. And what was it before?
A lot.
Okay.
All right. My doc did not give me one, but in talking to her, like, I know how to eat healthy, and that's part of the plan that I told her I was doing and the changes I'm making. And I joke that it's anti-fat juice, but it's really, for me, it's more about getting my cholesterol down. And this specific one, Zepbound, that I'm on has been approved to help people with, like, a chronic or obstructive sleep apnea, which is what I have as well. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of taking it for like the cholesterol and the sleep part, and so I can be alive for my kids.
So when is your, you'll be taking it every day, or do you have to take a couple of shots a day, or how does it work?
Like once a week. Yes. All right. So once a week shot. So you do it month by month, and I'm on the lowest dose, which is the starting dose, which is the 2.5 that Tommy mentioned. And then you ramp up after that.
Got it.
And then it's just like you said, so it's just like an insulin shot.
Yeah.
It's a Zepbound shot, and you'll just do it right in your stomach.
Stomach or thigh, and you rotate each time where you're supposed to take the shot.
When you said juice, I thought it was something that you drink, that you take orally. Can I just like squirt it in some Mountain Dew and drink it down?
As a mixer. Maybe that's why it's not working, Tommy. If that's been your execution process, I think we figured out where it's been going wrong.
Hey, I can't help it if science hasn't caught up to me.
But if anyone is interested, like I was, in feeling like you just don't know anything, I will be documenting every single step of the way
and
being straight up on how I feel about it. So just follow me on Insta.
God, this guy that I used to work with, this was not for weight loss, but it was smoking. He was wearing those nicotine patches, whatever those things called, Nicorette, something like that. And he kept smoking. And I'm like, dude, what? You're trying to not smoke, right? And he's like, I know, I am violently, violently sick every time I put a cigarette in my mouth now with this patch on. And I'm like, so why do you continue to smoke? And he's just like, I am so competitive. I do not want this thing to beat me. And I'm like, are you serious right now? 100%.
Okay, that screams therapy.
Right. Well, he's not around anymore, so he can't take therapy. Yes. Right. So that ship has sailed.
What a way to end the break.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
So we got a bunch of Burt Show members having serious problems with their pets right now. Is that what's going on?
We just got some pet chaos going on about, do I get a pet? Do I not get a pet? Somebody got a pet. They shouldn't have got a pet. Somebody in my life wants to get a pet. And I told them, no, they shouldn't get a pet. Ooh, I want to get a pet. It's just a lot of pet stuff.
Who wants to start?
So my parents just made a life-altering decision that I think is going to impact our family dynamic forever. And that is because even though I protested and I told them over and over and over again not to get another dog after we lost our dog Griffin very traumatically, and I did not feel like their heart was ready, they decided to go ahead and get another dog. And we have introduced Augie the doggy into the Murphy family. I have yet to meet my new brother. Apparently, he loves to run like a little goat. That is how he's been described. He is like these long, limber legs and just not a lot of fur. So he kind of looks like a farm animal. And apparently his favorite nighttime activity is to, can I say the word that dogs do to legs on the radio?
Huh? Hump?
Yeah. He loves to hump our current dog, Leo. And then he loves to hump my dad before he goes to bed. And then he falls asleep. And that is all I know about Augie the doggy, is that he's a big humper that looks like a goat.
It's just a dominance. It's not even a sexual
Which could also
thing.
Be described for my ex-boyfriend.
This is him just trying to like show everybody he's boss, right?
Yeah. It's a dominance thing, which is crazy because I think the little dog's like 8 pounds or whatever, and he looks like a little freak. So, you know, keep on trying, Augie. Keep on trying.
All right, then there's Katie. What do we got?
My girlfriend decides that she wants another dog. We already have a dog that is already hard to try to get trained.
We have a dog?
We are a unit, so we have a dog.
That's exciting.
Did one bring the dog into the relationship, or did you guys get it together?
She brought the dog into the relationship, but now Dash is our dog, right? And he is a Chihuahua Terrier mix that doesn't know how to stop barking.
Oh, he's a yappy one.
Yeah, he's a yappy one. Yeah. Just. And so, like, right now, I'm in the middle of trying to train him, and it's already a handful because he's young. He's like a year old, right?
What's his name? I can't do this unless I know his name.
Dash.
Dash. All right, we got Augie, the doggy, the goat humper, and we got Dash, the yap.
Yes. And now my girlfriend is just up and down. We got to get another one. Dash has to have a girlfriend. We have to get another one. I want to name her Priscilla. We have to get Priscilla. And I was like, we do not have to get Priscilla because we already have Dash. And we can't get Priscilla for selfish reasons because you think they're both cute when we can't manage Dash. But every day, Priscilla. Priscilla, Priscilla. And she keeps sending me TikTok videos of how to dress up this little Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I think we should wait some years before getting another dog. One is enough.
And once they get in your head like that, though, it's done. It's already done. You're fighting, but it's already done at this point. All right, Jackson.
I'm in a different boat than these two because these people obviously hate pets and don't want any more. I want more. My girlfriend and I have two cats. They are the loves of our lives. They are our children, and we treat them as such. And
names, please.
Okay, so they're named after two of our two video game characters of a game that we play together, Bastion and Reinhardt. Okay,
what are the games?
The game is Overwatch. They're two characters in Overwatch, and we love them to death. We fostered them, and it turned out to be a foster fail. They were a bonded pair. We got them. We were super happy about it. And then the only time that I've cried in probably the last 5 years was not because either of my grandparents have passed away. It was when somebody actually put in the adoption form for them when we were fostering them and took them away from us for a week. Mm. And it was terrible.
To echo Kristen's sentiment earlier, that screams therapy.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it does. And I love having the two. I want more. I want another one. Maybe two more. But I'm thinking, at what point, having two cats is like kind of a normal thing that a couple can have. Three is pushing it, and four is like you're kind of crazy. Am I accurate in saying that?
Yes.
Yes.
Is two already too much? Like, is three too many?
It's not. No.
I don't think three is too many, because if I said that, I'd be a raging hypocrite because I had three dogs.
True. But cats are different. It just feels different to me. Yeah. I don't know.
To have three cats instead of three dogs?
Yes, right. It does feel different to me.
Crazy cat person is much more of a trope than crazy dog person, I think.
No, but if you're a couple and there's two of you and then you have three, I feel like you're loving individuals that want to give needy, needy pets homes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look, this is not going to help your case with the crazy cat individuals, but I had like five growing up. Now we did, they were indoor-outdoor cats, and they had like places outside they could sleep that we set up for them, but because cats are so low-key, it's so much easier than dogs. I only ever had two dogs, and that was enough. get them. Keep getting them. They entertain each other. They cuddle you when they feel like it. All you have to do is feed them and put out a litter box, and they got self-cleaning ones now.
I'm with you, man. The perception of having more. I think four is the line right there. Four is the line.
Okay.
We're going to the freaky cat people's houses if we go over there.
That seems like a valid take.
I think four.
And I know you don't say Reinhardt. You have to have a nickname for
him. We call him Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
Or Big Boy. Because he's our big boy.
The Burt Show.
So it was the other day when Cassie was telling this story about her kid at school that we realized we got to pay you guys. We got to pay you teachers right now for your confessions on what do you know about your students' parents that they don't know you know. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
I, like a lot of parents, drink some beverages that are not appropriate for young children. My daughter is 5, my son is 3, so I don't want them drinking my coffee. Because you know if you're a parent, when you sit down with any kind of food, immediately, can I have some? Mm-hmm. No, you may not have some of mommy's wine. No, you can't have any of mommy's Coca-Cola. Whatever it is, like the grapefruit juice, I limit their juice. So, no, you can't have any. And so when my daughter was filling out one of those cute little questionnaires at school, like, I love my mom because, in the section where it says my mommy likes, she wrote adult drinks. So now her teacher probably thinks I'm an alcoholic because I keep calling them adult drinks to differentiate, like, you may not have them because you are not an adult.
Good morning, Kate. You are a teacher. We are willing to pay $100 for your confession. What do you know about one of your students' parents that the parents don't know you know?
I know that the mother of one of my students is a stripper.
Ooh, oh, hello. Neat. How'd you find that out?
Yeah, how did you find that out?
The kids were talking about what their parents do, and the little girl said that her mom is a professional dancer, and we started asking her questions, and I abruptly stopped when she said that her mom takes her clothes off. So I felt bad for the kid because I don't think the kid really understood what she was telling us.
How old was this student?
10 or 11.
10 or 11 years old saying, hey, mommy takes her clothes off and dances. Okay.
All right. Kate, I dare you next time that you have a parent-teacher conference with this mother, first thing you should say is, welcome to the main stage.
All right, hold on 1 second, Kate. Let's get $100 into your hand, and thank you for being a teacher. Appreciate it. Let's get Laura on here. Good morning, Laura. You are on the Burt Show. $100 for your teacher confession here. What do you know about one of your students' parents?
So I know that on the weekend, on Friday night, every Friday night, the parents have their special brownies after the kids go to bed. And the kids, like, they know. They have, like, separate containers. They're like, we have our brownies, and then our mom and dad have their special brownies that they like to have.
Now,
the parents have no idea.
How old was the child that told you this?
It's second grade, so they're like 8.
8 years old. Okay.
Special brownies.
Special brownies. Okay.
Special brownies. They know all about them. They don't have chocolate. The kids have chocolate chips, and the parents don't. That's how they know the difference.
I love it. Hold on 1 second.
I appreciate that they pointed out that these brownies are the adult brownies and not for you.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yeah, that could get you in a lot of trouble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Last year, I had a student come in, and he told me that his daddy was a drug dealer.
Okay, we're going to have to spend some time here.
Now, I would have been like, oh, so your daddy's a pharmacist?
Same.
I kind of knew when I had met them before that was not the type of doctor he was.
Okay. Gotcha. Not the kind of drug dealer he is.
Maybe he came in walking in with a certain smell, an aura, if you will, into the classroom.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's a gimme right there. That's $100 for sure. All right. Hold on. And Sue, you are a teacher and you know a secret about one of your students' parents. What is it?
Yes, I do. I know that one of my students' moms sells feet pics, and that's how she gets money.
How does the student know this? Like, this is stuff that I feel like kids should not know.
Well, mommy's taking photos in front of the nightly news. She's got her dogs out.
How does this come up in class?
Well, I have a tattoo on my foot, and I teach kindergarten, but she came over and she was like, do you have to put makeup on that when you take your pictures? What are you talking about? And she's like, when mommy takes her Her money feet pictures, she has to cover, she puts makeup on her feet.
Her money feet pictures. Okay. Money feet.
You know, I'm sitting on a fence right now trying to figure out what side I'm gonna hop off on. Because, like, while I applaud some of the honesty these parents have with their kids, I'm starting to feel like it's some of this is a little too honest.
Yeah, I just...
Because, like, your kid, like, you're there at the house and you're in the backyard because somebody put in a request for feet and grass pics. I don't know. And you got your toes in the grass and you're taking pictures and the kid comes outside to play with their sidewalk chalk. I don't know. And they're like, Mommy, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm getting my money feet pics so I can send it to Chad on the internet so I can save up for your college.
Yeah, some things are okay for only adults to know.
Here is Mary. Hey, Mary, good morning. You were on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. So one of my students, her parents got married, and the mom is a dancing lady of the night, and she performed at their reception in front of everyone.
Oh, she did. Was that her, like, gift to the groom was to do, like, a private performance but ended up making it public at the wedding?
I guess so. She, the student told me, all details that sparked my interest, so I went to the Google and found photos
of her performing a striptease at her wedding.
Indeed.
Oh, you can't make this up, man.
Back in my day, we just called that the garter toss.
Things have progressed since then. Uh-huh. All right, hold on one second, Mary. We'll give you $100. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
This is Crystal.
All right, Crystal, what do you got? You are a teacher, and you know something, a secret about one of your students' parents.
Yes, she is having an affair with the neighbor's dad. The son in my class is friends with the neighbor's son, and they have sleepovers when dad's out of town.
Okay. How did this info come up?
We were talking about what we do over the weekend, and they said we had a sleepover, and we'll just call him Johnny. Johnny's dad stayed, too, because you're allowed to have sleepovers on the weekend, so dad stays as well.
Okay. I think we know what that's all about. You got $100. Hold on one second, okay?
Thank you.
I think we can end here.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's drama in the late night TV world because Jimmy Kimmel Live has been indefinitely paused by ABC following a monologue that he delivered on September 15th, 2025. This has everything to do with the shooting of Charlie Kirk. If you somehow have missed this news, he is a conservative activist that was shot and killed on September 10th at Utah Valley University. There's already been a suspect that has turned himself in and charged with aggravated murder. But in the monologue that was delivered about 5 days after that, Jimmy Kimmel criticized how some people in the MAGA movement were responding to the killing of Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief.
So the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, has condemned Kimmel's comments, describing them as, quote, the sickest conduct possible, and suggested that he might take regulatory action against ABC and Disney, since the FCC has powers related to broadcast licenses. Nexstar Media Group, which owns many TV stations, including ABC affiliates, said its ABC affiliates would preempt the show for the foreseeable future. And for now, it has been indefinitely paused by ABC.
I feel so utterly confused on exactly how I feel about this whole thing, because I think we're talking about not the same situation. What we're talking about is freedom of speech here. As I said a couple of days ago, Charlie Kirk in this country can say what Charlie Kirk wanted to say and was killed for that. That is not a pillar of democracy. Now, Jimmy Kimmel making a rather bad joke, to be honest with you. But he's got the right to do that. And now to be threatened with his job and the hundreds of other jobs for making a bad joke or making a decision to make, to have an opinion on it, it's not exactly really what he said. It's the right in this country to be able to say it. And it makes me very sad. Even today, as we're talking about it, I'm nervous to even have an opinion about having an opinion about it. We got an email earlier this morning from somebody in management saying, like, hey, just stick to the facts when it comes to this, because and I don't blame them for sending this to us at all. Mm-mm. Because they have to protect the company as well. I do not blame them. But now we are in a place where we have to pick and choose our words so carefully, and we get penalized. You could lose your job for having an opinion now and saying it publicly. I just feel like I feel deflated because a man lost his life. There is a woman now with two kids that don't have a father for speaking his truth. And now we've got a guy that has lost his show. And there are hundreds of people that don't have their jobs also for speaking his truth, but also having the right to be able to do that. And this is the thing that Charlie Kirk was fighting for. He was fighting for debate, and he was fighting for you to be able to say what you wanted, if you agreed with it or not. So the whole thing has me feeling so weird this morning.
Yeah, and I to tack on to what you said there, because that's the exact same boat I'm in. And it's you've been feeling the pressure over the years that it felt like it used to be just common sense, what's the right thing to say and what's a wrong thing to say. But now everything is so muddied that when I got that email from management, I come in like, I'm not going to say terrified, but like, I don't know what I can and cannot say. And you we're supposed to have opinions. Like, that's why we're here, is to share our opinions and spark debate. But now everything has gotten so contentious, right? And everything is so divisive, and everything is so vitriolic, and everything you say is taken out of context. And then not only is it taken out of context, but then it's twisted. And I feel like your own personal truth can get bastardized into like something that it never was intended when it came out your mouth. So every day it's like an eternal mental battle in your brain of like, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? Whose feelings am I going to hurt? Is this going to be misconstrued? Are my words going to get twisted? And it's exhausting.
We will lose listeners today from what we just said. It will happen. I will get DMs from people that don't agree with what I just said that might not even hear the segment. We saw this a couple of days ago also, people complaining that only saw clips of a video and started complaining, saying they were never listening. And then when I challenged them, did you hear the segment? They would say no. I will also like to piggyback on this, saying that I was pleasantly surprised, actually, by some of the debate I had on Instagram the other day with people actually listening to each other. Me saying how I feel, people saying how they feel, and we met somewhere in the middle and said, hey, thank you for your time. It literally happened, right? But as I walked in here today, I'm exhausted, you guys. I'm tired. Do we talk about things? Do we not talk about things? It's just where I'm at a place now where I walked in here this morning, this is just a microcosm of the audience that Jimmy Kimmel and the amount of people that he employs. But if we say one bad thing like this, mm-hmm. and I lose my job, there are dozens, if not 100 people around the country that lose their jobs also in different markets that are running boards for us and are producing our show. They lose also. So when I walk in here, I'm like, I want to be true to myself and talk about things that are happening in the country, but I also feel like we're living in a time where I'm handcuffed to do that.
It's the internal struggle, right? Like, you feel irresponsible for not talking about it, and then you also feel irresponsible for talking about it. And it's like, you can't win.
And I've seen a lot of commentary about freedom of speech. And I mean, I agree. I think whatever your opinion is, you deserve the right to be able to share it without threat of violence or murder or death.
Or losing your job.
Yeah. Well, here's my point. Freedom of speech only protects against retaliation from the government and government interference. It does not protect you against corporations. Mm. So freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequence. It means freedom from right. government interference and retaliation. So whether or not you agree with ABC's decision, it is within their rights to take that step. I personally think that when the media starts getting censored, that's a different conversation we need to have around the country. And those are indicators of different big things at large happening that I don't necessarily think is great for our country. But when you're talking about freedom of speech, you have to know it only applies to the government.
I have a dumb person question. Is the FCC is owned by the government, right? So if they say like, oh, we feel this way about his opinions or his monologue, then ABC basically is listening to that. And I guess it is sort of like government retaliation, no?
So the FCC gives out licenses, right? And if you are not working within the interest, the best interest of the people, then the FCC can say, hey, we're going to pull your license.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just exhausted by the whole thing, to be honest with you. I just don't. I hate coming in here and having to pick and choose my words so carefully, but I feel like that's where we are right now. When I walked in here this morning, I'm like, is there anything that I can say that would bridge the gap between people to make this more of a positive? And I can't. I just really, like, I feel like we're at a turning point now where literally you are not only being penalized for what you are saying in a whole bunch of different ways, but you can't say it because nobody is listening to each other. And I know that is a cliche right there, but is absolutely the truth. Politically, I am right in the middle, man, which makes me the worst for a lot of people because I'm considered a coward. I won't pick a side. And no, I won't, because that's not authentically who I am, right? But even by saying that, I know I'm going to get DMs today from people saying I am never listening to you again because you're not a blank or a blank.
And the problem is not only are we not listening to each other, but what I've realized recently within the past like week, honestly, is that, and I'm not saying this is, anyone is right or wrong, but people in this country are living two different realities. And we can both look at like a blade of grass and some will be like, that's light green. And others will be like, it's yellow. We're just not seeing it the same way. And I think it's very hard when your reality is your absolute truth to understand it's not someone else's absolute truth. And it's been very educational for me. And I also have had conversations online, Bert, with people with opposing views. And they've ended in very nice, like, hey, we're not going to agree. But at the end of the day, what we do agree on is we really just want what's best for humanity.
Yeah, and I will give myself a little bit of credit here, is that I understand how the algorithm works. And I hope you guys understand how it works also. They are trying to keep you online. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, they make money from the revenue of the ads that your eyes see. So they are trying to keep you online. So when you like something on the right or you like something on the left, the algorithm is saying, oh, you know what's going to keep them online longer? Is me continuing to feed them content from something that I already know they like. So it makes our view of the world in such a vacuum now that when somebody says something that you clearly have been digesting differently for weeks, if not months, you think they are crazy. So you have to purposely go out of your comfort zone and go seek out other sides. I will be honest with you. I had to seek out Charlie Kirk months and months and months ago when my son started bringing him up. I started seeking him out. He is not somebody that would normally show up in my algorithm, but I had to go ahead and seek him out just so I would get a balanced view of what was going on in the world, right? If you don't do that, this is what happens to us, is that we are thinking everybody else is crazy because the world looks very differently to us than it does everybody else. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, and I think the more we can open our eyes, the better.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.